चीनीमंडी.com पॉडकास्ट।
अश्योर फार्मर्स दैट एमएसपी सिस्टम विल कंटिन्यू, पीएम नरेंद्र मोदी। आई वांट टू अश्योर एवरी फार्मर दैट द सिस्टम ऑफ प्रोवाइडिंग मिनिमम सपोर्ट प्राइस एमएसपी विल कंटिन्यू एज अर्लियर, सेड प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी ऑन मंडे। द प्राइम मिनिस्टर सेड दिस आफ्टर इनॉग्रेटिंग 9 इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर डेवलपमेंट प्रोजेक्ट फॉर बिहार। Apart from the launch of Ghar Tak Fiber project, which aims to provide internet connectivity to villages across the country through optical fibers through a video conferencing, I want to assure every farmer that the system of MSP will continue as it used to happen in the past. Likewise, as in every season, a campaign is run by buying produce by the government, that too will continue to run, he said. The biggest proof of it is the figures for purchase made by the government during the past 5 years and the purchases made prior to the 5 years before 2014. If I only talk about the oil seeds and pulses, then the purchase by the government have increased by 24%, he added. The Prime Minister further said that even during the coronavirus pandemic phase, there was a record purchase made by the government. For this year, Rabi produce, including wheat, rice, oilseeds and pulses, the farmers were paid ₹1,13,000 crores in MSP. This figure is 30% more than last year, he pointed out. The Prime Minister also spoke about how over the years a nexus had formed in the country which was reaping benefits from the hard work of farmers and was now trying to instigate them against the new reforms introduced by the centre. He also assured that these policies were not anti-mandis and stated that his government was committed to their modernization. The new agriculture reform has given freedom to every farmer in the country to sell their produce anywhere. If he gets more profits in the mandi, he will sell it here. If apart from this, he gets more profit anywhere else than this, then he is not obstructed from selling them there too, Modi said. The earlier system of selling the produce, the laws which existed had kept the farmers' hands tied. Acting under the garb of these laws, such powerful groups had formed in the country which have benefited from farmers' misery. How long should have this allowed to go on, he added. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated 9 infrastructure development projects worth ₹14,000 crore for Bihar. He also inaugurated the Ghar Tak Fiber project, under which 45,945 villages of Bihar will be connected through the optical fiber internet service. Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar, his deputy Sushil Kumar Modi, and Union Ministers Ravi Shankar Prasad and Raj Kumar Singh, along with other officials, also participated in the meeting through video conferencing. Meanwhile, speaking during the program, Deputy Chief Minister Sushil Modi had objected to the behavior of the opposition's MP against Rajya Sabha Deputy Chairman Harivansh a day ago. Rajya Sabha Deputy Chairman Harivansh ji is respected in Bihar and all over the country. The uncalled for incident which occurred with him in Parliament yesterday has hurt the people of Bihar. The people of Bihar will give a suitable answer to the opposition, he said. The upper house witnessed unruly scenes on Sunday as opposition members stormed the well and reached the deputy chairman's seat to protest against the farm bills debited and passed by the upper house, though voice note.